You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Mike,
oh, yeah.
I need to start doing that more often.
Safe.
Like drinking beer.
No, like opening it, like, I'm.
Yeah.
Hold on, ready? Let's get the bar Foley.
Oh, my God.
Well, welcome everybody to Happy Hour. Pull up a seat at the bar, grab yourself a drink, and enjoy the show as we act a fool for you all. I am Ryan Knightsey, joined, as always, by Mikey, and on the saxophone was Zach, and and our bartender for the evening is Lauren. Welcome, everybody.
Our bartender for the evening, who's, like, just about had enough of us, but knows we're cool.
but we're still buying beer.
Last call, folks.
Last call.
Four more rounds. And he's just like, okay.
Screw this. Last one of you.
We're going to do Last Call, but maybe that should be a game eventually, is Last Call.
Last Call?
I'll write that down. I don't know what the game is, but I'm going to write down Last Call.
Just put it down in the idea section, come back to it. This is like the moment where you come back to your notes later, and you're like, what?
That's the thing. Like the ring, dude. What the fuck?
You like take a quick note, but then you later you just cannot for the life of you remember the context of that note.
Last Call.
Yeah, I don't understand what it's going to be, but we'll figure that out when we get there. So how
we
you
have
doing?
No context.
We were talking earlier. Everyone's enjoying. There's a big wrestling weekend coming up. Lauren's excited. Mikey's excited. Zach is enthused. I guess I'm also enthused. I should probably comment about myself. Should I talk about myself more?
Zach also looks like he's trying to run out of his frame.
Yeah, set up that frame,
bro,
Zach.
I'm leaning on my chair, dude. Looks like he's like laying on his bed.
You need to get a camera.
Zach's like, yeah, guys, it's really cool. this is a great stream. I love being on it.
I'm the most interesting man in the world, but instead, it's New Jersey.
What's that?
New Jersey.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just gonna do the podcast from here tonight.
Oh, everyone, be quiet. All right, here we go.
Ryan, if you're all the way back there, where can I see your belt, huh?
What a great screenshot this is.
Big lead.
Is this the content you crave?
This is the content you crave.
Don't you want, folks? Is this what you want of me?
Hold on, I got this.
I mean, then again, like, I just wasted my entire week watching Squid Games. So.
What another chaotic start to the episode, huh?
How is Squid Games?
Yeah, I bet we will watch that.
Squid Game? Oh, God. Where do I even begin?
It's worth it, right? Is it worth
it? It's worth it, yes. But, like, just going into it realizing you're going to hate society.
I watch Bo Burnham's Inside, so I'm already prepped for that.
Okay, fine, but like this is it's like Hunger Games times two. Ooh. But like instead of like a bunch of like kids, it's just a bunch of deadbeats.
Okay.
I mean, no offense to anyone who's listening to this, but like seriously, like it's literally just a bunch of broke people trying to get money, but like Hunger Games style, but playing childhood games like Red Light, Green Light.
I read somewhere that the director tried to get this movie made for like a decade, but couldn't because
it's not even a movie; it's like a TV series.
Yeah, well, he tried to get it made for a decade, but he couldn't because the people that he's pitching it to were just like, "Yeah, I don't know if the concept is that relatable or people understand it." And now,
it's relatable.
But now, yeah, that's the point. They were able to make it now because now society has changed the point where it's relatable. I'm like, great, that's bad, I think.
Wow, we went this far downhill?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's messed up beyond belief. But it's the acting's really freaking good in it.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good show, but just like, be warned, you're gonna hate yourself for watching it afterwards.
Oh boy, sounds like me watching Bo Burnham's Inside.
Daniel.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree. Inside had the same feeling for me. I don't know if you guys would do the same, but I've been listening to the soundtrack of Inside nonstop, practically.
No, yep. I've not been listening to the soundtrack. Yep. Of a thing I've never watched nonstop.
Well, you got to check it out then.
Well, Zach,
you got to check it out. Go download your Netflix.
Right now, you're mentally free from that burden. Once you see it, you cannot. Oh. It will not go away.
For me, you got to.
For my sake, what's it about?
It's about a person making a comedy special over the course of a year and going slowly insane during the process.
Oh,
okay.
And also about the internet and like society and like the pandemic and a bunch of other things. It's about life.
My goodness. I probably like
it's,
that.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster for sure. Do I have a roller coaster sound effect? No.
Man, now I want to watch it again. I know I'm just going to be sad.
Why do you want to watch it again? If it makes you
because sad. It's like an addicting pain.
Oh my God.
It's much like the internet. Addicting pain.
Let's all compete for imaginary points. Yay!
Oh my God.
We are terrible.
Anyway.
Oh my God, the fucking stat.
We're terrible, but I love it.
There are worse people out there than us.
I mean, you guys haven't met my bar trivia group, so like, we're like the worst of the worst.
Bar trivia.
Oh, well, that was fun.
Let me see.
Good thing Carlton.
Welcome everybody to Gorilla or Monsoon.
Oh, all right, we got it. We did it.
I love this.
Have you guys ever played Gorilla or Monsoon before?
Oh, have no. I? Maybe.
I have not.
I love the sound of this, but I've never played it.
I may have played this in testing.
Yeah, the Gorilla Monsoon.
Mikey, of course, you're like the beta tester.
You're my beta cuck tester. So welcome to Gorilla or Monsoon. It's everybody's favorite game, named after the greatest commentator in the world, Jim Ross.
Slobberknocker, y'all.
So basically, it's very simple. $2. It's a very simple game here, Gorilla or Monsoon. I'm gonna play you a sound effect. It is either a gorilla or a monsoon. You tell me. You guys tell me you're going to beep in. So get your buzzers ready, folks.
Then
we're going to beep in whoever beep I hear first, or whatever sound they make first, and tell me the correct answer. Then they will be rewarded with $5. Everything they get wrong, they're going to be getting $5 taken away from them. Does that all make sense?
What if we have $0?
Makes sense.
If you have $0, then you go down to -$5.
Who do I pay?
It makes sense, but boy, howdy, do I hate when Ryan makes games for money.
I think I went like 2 or 3 weeks without doing any money, except last week where I paid you like, what, $189?
Wait, hold on.
The pure restraint.
How much money did I give? I think it was almost like $200 or something.
It was 180, but I transferred it right back to you.
Yeah, he felt bad for me. Rent was due the next day. So.
I could have used it for my freaking mortgage payments.
It was 180, but I tried to block him before he said. I tried to block him before he said.
You blocked him on Venmo how many times?
It's probably upwards of 3 or 4 now.
Yeah, well.
Does he just give you money?
Well, he wins the game. It's not my fault he wins the games.
You're like being Mother Teresa here. Jeez.
It's like the first time me and Ryan have had any Venmo transaction since like Indy.
Yeah. Well, let's get the show on the road.
Let's do it.
That's the transition sound to the game. Okay. First game. Again, I'm going to have to hear that's not the first answer, so that's -$5 from Mikey.
No, because Zach had the same moment as I did last week, where I heard the sound effect, and I was like, where have I heard that before?
I also just watched a whole season of Hell's Kitchen, so that's probably why.
Nice.
Okay, here we go. So again, I'm going to have to hear a buzz. Whoever buzzes in first can give their answer. So here we go. I would love for you guys to let the thing play, but if you have an answer, then go right ahead. Here we go. Number one.
Buzz.
Lily Warren.
That was a quick one.
Was waiting for number two. With
Gorilla.
That is correct.
What was the second noise?
How'd you get that? How'd you get that?
I have no idea.
Okay,
it's all
well,
magic.
Let's go on with number two.
Buzz.
Zach?
Monsoon, unless it's a gorilla peeing.
That would be a very funny twist.
That would be hilarious. That would be very funny, but the correct answer is monsoon. So good job. That's $5 for Zach, $5 for Lauren, nothing for Mikey.
I know, I'm doing so bad. I'm trying to listen. I like try to listen closely, and then before I can even get a chance, they're like buzz.
it's like Jeopardy over here. It's like practically Jeopardy over here. Going on number three.
Buzz.
Fuck.
Gorilla.
Correct. That's another $5 for Lauren.
No, that was a saw blowing through a monsoon.
The hell are you talking about?
Here we go. Number four.
Buzz. It's a monsoon.
Incorrect. That is a gorilla peeing.
Oh!
You got by it.
That rainwater was not going fast enough for a monsoon, so it is a gorilla peeing. So that is Lauren of $10, Zach with nothing, Mikey with nothing.
I can't believe I got my own joke.
You did. Number five. Yeah, you prepped it up, and I was like, oh, dang, here we go. Number five.
Buzz. Gorilla.
Lauren gets gorilla again. Lauren, I'm scared that you've gotten only the gorilla ones.
I don't know.
Lauren knows it. Lauren's been to the zoo plenty of times.
I've been to the zoo, yeah.
You've legit gotten only the gorilla questions right.
Hey, to the goat himself, Jim Ross, as you said.
Okay, let's go on to number six.
It will rain on and off.
Monsoon, buzz.
90 days.
Zach?
Monsoon.
That's correct.
Give him my that $5 bucks back. Monsoon.
What is that? I couldn't buzz in. I got thrown off by the narration.
Sounds like the freaking Weather Channel.
That's why I knew it was Monsoon. I was like, oh, it's a fucking documentary on a goddamn earth.
I got thrown off by the narration. It just got me.
Do you want to hear the full clip?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Please. Yes, please.
It will rain on and off, but mostly on for 90 days.
There, that's a monsoon fact for you.
But mostly on.
That was a couple things.
Let's move on to number seven.
Buzz. Gorilla.
Fucking Lauren and these goddamn gorilla questions.
It's like Lauren's getting all the gorilla ones. Lauren's getting all the gorilla ones. Zach's getting all the monsoon
because
ones.
Last time I tried to guess it, Lauren, I got a gorilla peeing. That's why.
Yeah, you got screwed out, man.
I did. Well, I have $5, so it could be 10.
Lauren, correct, continues the streak of answering only the gorilla ones. Moving on to number eight.
Buzz.
Zach.
Monsoon.
Correct.
Oh,
to be more specific, it's post-monsoon. When all the water is rushing to the storm drain.
There was a moment there after I said monsoon, I'm like, I swear to God, it's another gorilla fucking pee. I'm gonna fucking lose my shit.
I laugh my
I'm gonna
ass
die
off.
Of laughter, be gone for a bit.
Be okay. Gone.
Here we go. Number nine.
Buzz.
I wasn't
expecting people to scream, Buzz. But
there I had 10 more seconds
Buzz.
On
that. Buzz.
Oh, Zach goes first. Zach goes first.
I'm gonna guess gorilla.
Correct.
Thank God.
Damn it, I knew it was gorilla.
I was like, it's either a disaster movie where someone's being attacked by a hurricane.
I feel like it's like that's Rampage or that's King Kong.
Would you like to hear the full clip?
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Behind the wall.
I saw something. What took her, Carl?
Yeah. If you haven't found her in 24 hours, there'll be nothing left to find.
That, of course, is a clip of Jack Black talking in the hit King Kong film, King Kong.
The movie was actually not bad.
I actually watched that one, and I didn't think it was that bad. But now I guarantee if I went to go watch it again, I would have a different opinion.
The game they
is
made
is that the one where King Kong rips like the dinosaur's jaw in half?
It is.
Yeah, the movie, the game, one of the rare situations where they made a video game off a movie that was actually good.
Yeah. I played that video game and actually was a lot of fun.
Fuck the centipedes, though. Those assholes could bite me.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were doing. They were centipedes.
I'm going to drink my fucking lemonade.
I played the game for a little bit and it was pretty fun.
Number 10.
And I'll be home soon.
Buzz.
I believe Mikey was first.
Oh, Monsoon. Okay.
Correct.
What is that?
I thought I was first, but whatever.
That was it's not necessarily a monsoon, but more a man soon.
More a man coming home soon. Man soon.
Mm-hmm.
Man soon.
And number 11, final question. Oh wait, hold on. I pressed the wrong one. Here we go. Number 11.
Buzz.
Zach?
Gorilla.
I'm going to say no on that one.
What do you mean? It's something walking.
Not necessarily. Anyone else?
Oh, my.
I gave you the full clip. So.
Buzz Monsoon?
Again, not necessarily.
Is it Gorilla Monsoon?
Correct, Amundo. It's Gorilla Monsoon. It's a gorilla in a monsoon.
I feel like I should be punished for that.
It's a sound of a gorilla.
Listen, I may not have gotten any points the whole game.
It's a monsoon.
That one part was the best.
A monsoon's happening, and the gorilla is. It's so slippery that the gorilla has to fall over. You want to hear it again? This is what's happening.
Yeah, sure.
So the gorilla's climbing, and then it.
Okay.
It's a slippery bamboo or something.
That's
slippery
bamboo. Tree. What?
Anyways,
that
was Gorilla or Monsoon.
And we don't have the trademark to that, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
TM.
So Mikey walked away with $10. Lauren, you walked away with $5, $10.
I think I might still have you blocked, so hopefully I'll walk away with $0.
Just give me the $5.
So Lauren, you have $15. Mikey, you have $10. Zach, you have $10 as well.
I am fine with this. I was made more money than I heard tonight.
Yeah, good job.
By the way, what are you guys drinking?
Oh, good, great question.
I meant to ask.
I am drinking. I'm still drinking the rest of the pumpkin, like I had the last week with the pumpkin ale still for October.
And a Zach Skellington mood.
Yeah,
Skellington, nice.
I'm having my typical beer of Wild Leap blonde, local gold blonde ale. It's the only beer I basically buy because it's the only one I know for sure that I like.
Gotta stick to what you know.
I am having Revolution Antihero IPA.
Nice.
I feel like you've had that.
It's like my favorite beer. So
are you a big IPA guy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Zach, what are you drinking? I don't think you said.
I'm having the full name is the Fisher's Island Lemonade.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Those are my favorite.
Yeah. I wanted a fucking Shandy Mikey, and then I was looking in my alcohol, and I saw it, and I'm like,
yeah. Those are my goddamn favorite.
Wow, oh, they're so good. It's fucking delicious, dude.
Delicious.
Oh, man. Have y'all ever had a Fisher's Island Lemonade?
No.
Highly, highly, highly recommend. It is a dangerous 9.6% tan that just tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Dangerous. Jeez.
Me and my friends went all out a couple weeks ago. We got regular Fisher's Island, we got the seltzer Fisher's Island, and we got the popsicles.
Oh my god.
Yo, it was lit.
Shit got wild.
Sounds wild.
Fuck the golf clap.
That way I feel weird. Thank you.
What? The crowd is on your side, Mikey.
Crowd's great. Mild, man.
The crowd is for Fisher's Island.
Yeah, the crowd's on your side. I'm just, I can't control the crowd.
That's fair.
Uh-oh. We'll go to the next game then. How long is the time? How long have we been going, by the way? What time is it? 8:44?
Almost a half hour.
I'm sad for her. Okay, then this will be a good time to go into the next game. Oh, I didn't have the music ready. Oh, shit.
No, no. Sound
finally doesn't have the name. Oh, no.
Wait, no, there's music on the actual thing. Okay, here
we go. The infallible god falls. Look, he bleeds.
He bleeds.
If he can bleed, we can fight.
The sound. I can see. I can fight. What a good episode.
What is that from?
It's from Fairly Odd Parents, where the guy puts on the glasses. Yeah.
It's like a whole mane of hair. He gets like a fucking six pack, a full chest hair.
I can fight.
He was like, I can breathe. I can fight.
It's so good. It was so good. Speaking of my glasses, they have one hell of a glare on my face. That sucks.
Unfortunate and unlucky.
And now I can't see, therefore I cannot fight.
I cannot fight.
So I'm very excited for this second game because Ryan's been hyping it up today.
Oh yes, he was.
He's been really playing up about how excited he was for this one.
Better not be gassing me up, Ryan.
So I kind of can't wait.
I was gonna say, should I be terrified or should I be excited?
I'm sure excited is a feeling you should be feeling.
You know what? Okay. All right, I got a question for you guys.
What's that?
Based on the Fairly Odd Parents talk, what's your favorite Nickelodeon show?
Oh, we're doing Icebreakers again. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Fuck it. Well, Ryan. Okay.
SpongeBob. Easy. I grew up on SpongeBob.
Danny Phantom.
SpongeBob is my shit. Oh,
Danny Phantom was the shit.
Fucking love Danny Phantom.
I grew up on SpongeBob though.
I think it's a toss up between Danny Phantom and SpongeBob.
Danny Phantom was so good.
Oh, it's amazing! It's ridiculous.
I almost ended it like crap.
For like years, my name on any social media was the Beatbox Ghost.
That's hilarious.
Oh yeah.
Because me and my friends used to always do impressions of the Box Ghost.
A Box Ghost.
I'm the Box Ghost.
God.
Beware. So good.
My sleeper that was Invader Zim. Fucking love Invader Zim.
Dude, I can't. You know Zim, what I can't? You know what just came out that we need to play, Batista?
What?
Fucking All-Star Brawl.
Oh yeah. I saw that shit.
Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. That game looks nutty. That game is like Melee levels of nutty.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, have you seen any gameplay?
Not really.
Dude, look it up. It's like Melee levels of disgusting. Like, they have like wave dashing. Like,
the fuck?
Dude, they have wave dashing, move canceling in a Nick fighting game. It's ridiculous. How deep they went with the mechanics is crazy.
A Nick fighting game has,
People are saying it might be the next Melee, like for serious.
Wow. Oh shit! I forgot. Avatar: The Last Airbender is included in that too.
You can play as Aang.
Hell yeah!
How can I forget about Avatar?
It's like Aang, Danny Phantom, Invader Zim, SpongeBob.
I'm at Sandy, for a TV show,
Patrick.
Let's see.
So many other characters. Reptar's in it.
Oh, Reptar. Let's go.
You can play as Reptar, which is dope.
I'm looking at this right now.
Rugrats was awesome.
There are some stuff that I don't know what the Loud House is. I'm not gonna act like that.
It's a newer Nick show.
They have Nigel Thornberry.
Nigel Thornberry has a move called Snap, and it's literally just rest. It's very fun. Nigel Thornberry has rest, and he has setups into rest.
I fucking love it.
My freshman year of college, for some reason, my friends were all into the Nigel Thornberry like YouTube vids, where like they would like have like Nigel Thornberry dubstep remixes, or Nigel
Everything
Thornberry
was smashing.
Nigel Thornberry singing Into the Deep, like the Adele song.
No, it's me.
Oh my god, I love to hear him sing that song. Or my personal favorite is this dubstep one. It's like, those aren't manatee, those aren't mermaids, those are dugongs.
Oh, dude, they have powdered toast man too. Holy fuck,
toast man! Oh my god.
I didn't play this.
Oh, it sounds like we got the music ready finally.
Welcome to Jeopardy!
Oh my god. Let's go.
All right.
Can I call myself Turd Ferguson?
Welcome. Here are today's categories.
Wait, I'm changing my name.
Today's categories. I have it on my iPad. Today's categories are obscure champions.
Oh, Jesus.
Obscure Turd champions. Blank blank punk. It's where I'm gonna. I'm gonna give you the answer has something to do with the first two initials of this individual's name.
Okay.
Zach Batista's personal information.
Well, how do I hack on Twitch, man? Come on. This fucking guy.
The hashtag Twitch leak.
The Twitch leak. It's still happening.
And of course, correct wrestling opinions.
Oh, correct wrestling
opinions. Oh my
God. Welcome everybody to Jeopardy. Again, I'm playing this off my iPad because we don't have the fucking screen sharing set up yet. But that's fine.
I am Turd Ferguson in honor of the greatest celebrity Jeopardy competitor of all time. Rest in
I don't
peace
know if I spelled it right, but I
Norm,
hope so.
Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
The GOAT.
Hold it up here. So let's get to it, folks. We got four categories, four slots each.
Jesus.
Of course, they're all over categories, and you'll get $1. So there's 100, 200, 300, 400. You'll get, think of it like pennies.
Gotcha.
So 100 pennies, 200 pennies, 300 pennies, and 400 pennies.
You might actually take this.
So it's like $1, $2, $3, $4.
No, pennies.
Gotcha. Okay, pennies, sorry.
One penny, yeah. Two penny, three.
I'm the host.
Ryan's gonna airmail us bags of pennies.
I'm the host. Don't you dare fucking incorrect me ever again.
Listen, I'm just trying to take them down a few pegs so I can get the title easier. Can I get 10%?
Speaking of a few
the
pegs,
mind games.
Zach, you're first. What would you
my
like to
personal information for 400?
Zach's personal information for 400. Zach Batista was in 16th place at this school's 11th grade 5,250 meter run all time records.
Beat. What's the mile run?
No, you're incorrect.
Oh. Beat. That's Cranford. Cranford High. That's Hillside. The fuck.
Cranford High School. Correct.
You're actually right. What the fuck? No. Wait a second.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the mile run or whatever.
No, man. I was looking for the school. We're looking for the school there on
is
that
Zach
one.
Zach actually getting doxxed?
That's my high school.
He's getting doxxed.
That's I did run that time. I fucking wanted to kill myself after that time.
I noticed that you didn't get a record in 12th grade. What happened?
I took four AP classes, so I only took cross country that year, and I threw track. I moved to through winter and spring track off because I could not handle that workload.
Zach, you have control of the board. What's next?
I guess my personal info for 300. I must put it all out there then.
Ooh, daily double.
This is amazing.
Where's the mail app on this?
Where's the mail app?
I'll pull up on my phone then. I can't find it.
I cannot fucking believe this.
I didn't come prepared, apparently.
Apparently, you didn't.
No shit, you did it.
Yeah, you were too busy stalking Zach's Facebook page.
Yes.
Apparently.
What is Zach Batista doing in this picture?
Oh, that's easy. Singing in the Hillside in the Cranford High School choir.
That is correct, but not in the form of a question. So that's
what
be
is singing in a choir?
That's gonna be minus $6. And it was a daily double, so no one else was able to get it.
No.
The correct it was a daily double. You weren't able. It was not in the form of a question. The correct answer is singing his heart out.
I hate how I just got doxxed for my own fucking answer that I got right.
That's hilarious.
Zach, technically, you no longer have control of the board, so I'm going to hand it over to Mikey. Mikey,
I hate
next?
This host is biased. This is bullshit. I protest.
Collusion!
This is bullshit.
Objection.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Collusion!
Objection!
Mikey, I'm going to give you the board to you. What's up?
I would like correct wrestling opinions for 100, please.
Correct wrestling opinions for 100. This wrestler does not belong in AEW's Four Pillars.
Who is Cody Rhodes?
That's not correct. That's minus 100.
It's ink.
Buzz.
Buzz for Lauren.
Who is Jungle Boy?
Correct.
Oh, fuck. I should have
Oh, he wasn't on that picture? That shirt?
I should have done.
He is on the shirt, but the correct wrestling opinion is that he does not belong as one of AEW's.
I'm not going to get this right.
An idiot.
Lauren, you have control of the board. What's next?
Wait, okay. I'm going to do for 200 blank blank punk.
Okay, 200 blank blank punk. Women in their 80s who need assistance to walk are these.
I was not expecting an actual Jeopardy question.
What is
women in their 80s who need assistance to walk are these? I'm gonna get a buzz first. Women in their 80s who need assistance to walk are these. Any guesses?
Buzz, what Born is it. Chair mail?
Chair mail? No, that is correct. Is it, what was that? 200? So minus 2 for Lauren. Any other guesses?
No.
No.
I have no idea.
I don't know how.
Correct answer. What is crane mamas? I forgot the R. Cane mamas. No, yeah, cane mamas.
What you got? Who? Where'd you
crane get mamas? The ones who win you all the prizes out of the claw machine.
Cane mamas. So that would also have been a good option. Lauren, you still have technically control of the board here. So what's happening?
He get control when he got it, but I lost.
What? Okay.
Look, the rules are different because it's not Jeopardy.
I'm gonna do. Correct wrestling opinions for 200.
Correct wrestling opinions for 200. This Hell in a Cell finish was actually good.
Buzz.
Buzz.
What is Pizza. Seth Rollins versus The Fiend?
Correct.
Son of a bitch.
Fucking trash ending that Rollins didn't even like.
According to Ryan, it was good.
Fucking disgusting.
I never said these were my opinions. I said these are correct. To be clear.
These are correct. Okay.
The current score is Mikey's at negative 100 pennies. Lauren is at negative 100 pennies. And Zach is at 0 pennies.
Wow, we're doing fantastic.
That's the worst.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Zach, you have control of the board.
Correct wrestling pennies for 400.
For 400? Big money spender over here.
Yes.
The most enjoyable wrestling television to watch in all of 2021.
Buzz.
Oh, fuck.
Mikey.
AEW. What is All Elite Wrestling?
Incorrect.
Oh,
Buzz.
Lauren.
What is Stardom?
Incorrect.
Oh.
What is Monday Night Raw?
Incorrect. The correct answer. Ring of Honor.
What in the fuck?
Oh my
son of a daughter.
We're not thinking enough from Ryan's perspective.
Again, these are not necessarily mine. These are just correct. Zach, you have control of the board. What would you like to play?
What is correct wrestling opinions for 300? Let's just get that out of the way at this point now. I can't keep getting these wrong.
Rip off that Band-Aid.
This female wrestler is super underrated and is overly hated.
Buzz, who is Nia Jax?
That is incorrect. Incorrect.
No, she is correctly hated.
She is correctly rated and hated.
Underrated and overly hated?
Correct, that is the question. But I'm going to need the answer in form of a question.
Who would Ryan think is this? I mean, I know someone who thinks it's underrated, but she's not hated.
I'm going to need an answer.
Buzz? Serena Deeb? I don't know.
Incorrect.
I was thinking Serena Deeb before you said it, but okay.
I'm going to just say Buzz Ty Conti.
Incorrect as well. I'm sorry, guys, but that was a bad round. The correct answer, Tamina. Because nobody's Mina than Tamina.
I lost $300 for that pun.
300 pennies. I don't have that kind of cash on me.
300 pennies.
Zach, no one got that right, so I'm going to give the board of control, the control of the board to Mikey. Mikey, what would be your first one?
CM whatever for 200.
That was already been picked.
300, 400.
Look at the goddamn board.
I can barely see it, I'm sorry.
I had to squint to figure out the last
one. The highest one that hasn't been picked yet.
Mikey doesn't even have his glasses on, he can't even see.
That's true, I can't.
I don't even remember the answer. I got what I wrote down.
Okay, wait.
Oh, no, I remember. Yes, When you need to wipe up the sea floor, use this fish-made tool.
It's actual trivia. What the fuck?
It's not really trivia.
What is this?
I'm sorry, I would argue it's not trivia. It's more of a riddle, if anything.
The sea floor using this fish-made tool?
CM.
It's not really trivia. It's more of just dumb riddles.
These are really dumb. Holy crap.
CM.
When you need to wipe up the sea floor, use this fish-made tool.
All right.
By the way, everybody, I'm reading these backwards, so I'm trying my best.
Oh, I have a pun of what I think he's doing this off, but I don't know the answer to it.
I could be doing a pun. Who knows?
But it's not CM. That's the problem.
All of these are CM. All of these are CM.
Fuck.
Anyone have a guess?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. I was like, what are things in the sea that start with a C?
Honestly, I'm just going to tell you guys right now. I think it's something to do with Sean Spears and C4, but I don't know how CM fits into that.
What?
He said we need to wipe up the C4. Use this
floor.
Yeah, use this fish-made tool. Sean Spears.
The C4 is a goddamn bomb. What the hell are you talking about?
It sounds the same. I don't know.
I'm thinking like coral, carp, like sea things.
I'm going to need a guess. Does anyone have no guesses?
No.
No guesses. Okay, the correct answer is carp mop.
You're right, like carp thing. God damn it.
Okay.
When you need to wipe up the sea floor, use a carp mop. Punk.
Wow. That
unbelievable.
No one had any guesses. I believe control goes over to Zach.
I don't know why Lawrence got it yet, but it just roll up.
Why did I think it was going to be a clever answer?
400. Get
which one, Zach?
Get me blank punk for 400. I'm ripping these bad days off one by one. Hey!
Oh my god, we
maybe
are.
I'll know it. Maybe I'll get out of this hole.
Straight to hell
as I'm in. He's laughing at it before he even shows up. He knows he's not going to get it.
This is a wealthy wood that likes to destroy the economy and make durable furniture.
What the hell? What is this?
Again, it is. Wait. I am sort of thinking in puns, and again, everything starts with C.
Oh, wait, is it? It's like, is it Carpenter Marx or something like that?
What? You're going to have to buzz in and give a...
What is Carpenter
Lauren.
Marksman?
What
is what? Carpenter Marksman?
You going to steal it from me?
It is incorrect, Lauren, but I am going to take, instead of -4, I'm going to do -2, because I think I did like that one, too. So I'm going to give you that.
Buzz, who is a carpenter Marxist?
That is going to be -4 for you.
I like it so much, though.
I have no idea, then. Why do I think it's going to be clever, right? It's going to be something stupid. It's going to be like chairman.
Capitalist mahogany.
Exactly.
Oh, God,
I thought too
way.
Much into it.
I thought it was like cedar something, and then I just gave up because I'm just like, I don't know how it destroys the economy.
I've never
capitalist
heard of capitalist
mahogany.
Capitalist mahogany. Capitalist mahogany is not a real thing, Lauren. It's a dumb thing I made up this at 4:00, 4 in the afternoon.
Capitalist
mahogany. If anything, capitalist mahogany is a wealthy wood that likes to destroy economy and make durable furniture. Capitalist mahogany.
Okay, then.
How does
coming
this
to, coming to
what a game,
mahogany.
Huh?
Coming to Adult Swim this fall.
That would be an Adult Swim show.
Zach, you have control of the board.
Obscure champions for 400.
I like how you only go for the 400.
Always go for the highest one.
Go bigger, get him, man.
Exactly.
After an inaugural tournament on the East Coast, this man became the first ever IWGP Intercontinental Champion.
Oh,
Buzz.
Lauren.
Who is Brock Lesnar?
Ooh, incorrect. Ooh. But good guess. He was a IWGP Heavyweight Champion who stole the actual physical title and never gave it back.
Yeah.
Mikey or Zach,
East
do you have a
Coast.
Guess?
You.
I was gonna put in a fun little hint, but there was the 400 one, so I avoided the hint. So now this is just pure trivia. pure trivia.
I'm so bad at pure trivia. This is like my worst. Oh my God. My worst category.
I think some of the East Coast, because I don't. I'm trying to think of who.
I know a little about a lot of things, but I don't know a lot about anything, so I'm terrible at trivia.
I think that made sense. So, none of you guys have a guess?
No, I don't have anything.
The correct answer, MVP.
Really? Oh my God. Really?
You're obscure right. Champion. First
I feel
ever.
Like I heard about this.
He beat Toru Yano in a first ever, I believe it was Toru Yano, in the first ever to win, become the first ever IWGP Intercontinental Champion.
Octavius?
Wow.
Of course MVP. It's Yano, of course.
Did I expect that? Not at all.
Zach, it was obscure, wasn't it? Zach, you have control of the board.
Obscure for 300.
Obscure for 300.
Going down the line.
After the title's formation in 2003, this SoCal legend was the inaugural PWG World Champion.
Buzz.
Lauren.
Who is Super Dragon?
Incorrect. Incorrect. He was the fourth champion, actually, or third. Third or fourth.
Buzz.
Mikey.
I'm just going to go off a limb here and say, who was Christopher Daniels?
Incorrect.
Sam.
Fuck it, that's a good one.
That is a very good one.
Buzz, who is, I'm going to guess Frankie Kazarian just because that was close.
Was it Frankie Kazarian? Fuck!
Frankie Kazarian! Yeah!
Holy shit!
I picked the wrong member of SoCal Uncensored. Damn it!
Oh, I'm so glad that paid off.
Oh.
I was like inaugural champion, you know, fucking Daniels is a little older, so maybe.
Zach, you still have control of the board.
My personal information for 200.
Expert Socrates' personal information for 200.
I love this.
Favorite place to grab a quick snack.
That's changed. You got some on Facebook. That's probably changed. But
I don't know anything.
You know nothing.
Buzz.
Mikey.
Where is Wawa?
Incorrect.
That didn't exist in my town. It still doesn't exist. Wait, Buzz. No, it does.
Lauren.
What is Sheets?
Ooh, incorrect. Incorrect as well.
All right. I'm going to go on a limb here. What is Calabria's?
No, that is incorrect. That is incorrect.
The best.
The correct answer is Moe's.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, my God. Actually,
amazing.
No.
The burrito place?
Great. Employees are great. Fuck the customers there.
Fuck the customers anywhere. Customers are terrible.
You sound like someone that worked at Moe's.
Oh, it's almost like I did.
It's almost like it was your first job, wasn't it?
I see.
No, his first job, I believe, is at a gas station. Lauren, you're up.
Don't stop doxing yourself, Zach. The more you play into it, the more it's going
to be. Okay. I didn't say where.
Obscure champions for 200.
Love you, Zach.
Obscure champions for 200.
Obscure, sorry, I was too busy kissing. Obscure champions for 200. This virtuous champion was the last ever GCW women's champion. I read champion. Lauren.
Who was Deonna Purrazzo?
Fuck, I was.
No,
correct. Correct.
That was the first thing I thought of. But...
Technically, good probably job, the GCW Lauren. Champion.
Mikey,
good job,
champion.
Lauren.
Obscure champions for 100. Let's rip out the band-aid, fellas.
Fellas,
what's Heller. Up? Asked this former NWA World Champion.
Buzz, damn it.
Who is R-Truth?
That is correct. R-Truth, aka Ron Killings.
Damn it.
Good.
Their first black NWA champion.
Zachary.
My life for 100.
I believe that's not a category.
My personal information for 100 panties.
Zach Batista's favorite password.
Now you're just doxing the crap out of him.
This just—it's off of the Family Feud one too. That's the best thing, and I don't remember which one it was because there were like
five
of them.
I want to guess something, but I want Zach to say it.
Oh. I love it here.
The chaos. The chaos.
I don't remember which one it was. There was one that had like 420 I thought was funny, but I don't know it. I don't know the name. If there's one thing you need to know about me. I'm not good at names. I'm good at remembering everything else.
Anyone have a guess?
Is it like XX Batista 420 XX?
Is that in the form of a question or no? Because I'm going to take that for no.
What is XX Batista 420 XX?
I'm going to give it to you. It is actually Zach Rock's 420. You got the 420. That's all that mattered. All that mattered was the 420. And you're right. That was the number one answer on Family Feud.
I die.
Yeah, love. I just started thinking.
For some reason, my brain went to like Modern Warfare 2 lobbies.
And the last category, CM Punk for, or sorry, blank, sorry, blank blank Punk for 100.
Oh yeah, totally. We don't know who that is at all.
This furry blue monster loves eating sugary treats.
Buzz.
Oh, fuck.
Mikey.
Who is the Cookie Monster?
That is correct.
I was hoping to see a picture of the Cookie Monster.
That is correct. Congratulations.
I was hoping it was going to be a picture of CM Punk.
The Cookie Monster.
Got them ice cream sandwiches.
It's like, yes, it is the Cookie Monster. Click CM Punk.
That was Jeopardy!
Most money, my personal info got put out there.
Have fun.
Come back next week for not any more for not Jeopardy. For something completely different.
I like Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's good. I always like Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is a good time.
Did you guys enjoy that game?
Yeah,
maybe.
I think that's our next game show. Let's do Wheel of Fortune next.
Wheel.
Zach, how do you feel about the game?
There are points to that where I was actually surprised that you put my actual information up there. And then there are also points where I was impressed that you actually went through the effort to find that.
Yeah.
So a mixture of uncomfortable, but at the same time amazed.
So Zach, all those times when I asked you if you had plugs, you just lied to me?
Yes, Mikey, I've been hiding a secret life from you this entire time.
I knew it.
I was always suspicious.
Yeah, it was a lot of searching up Zach Batista on Google. All of the stuff was easily findable. It was either through Facebook, LinkedIn, or your once I found your high school, I was able to find your records for athletic records. Which is a whole website your high school had. I had like alternate questions too. Like I was going to have like, who was your favorite department head at Rutgers? Like
continues to dox Zach by saying all the questions he had ready.
Zach, do you have an answer for that?
Do I have an answer? I have a teacher that is my favorite.
Well, who's your favorite department head?
Well, the department head would probably be
Christopher Reed.
Oh, I can't remember her name. Fuck!
That was a joke for me and for Ryan.
The reason I didn't do that one is because I wasn't sure if they're still there or if they left. When I looked it up, it was like a dude.
For college or for high school?
For college.
I could think of which one it would be, but they're probably still there, honestly.
Do you want to say who it is? Do you want to dox them?
I'm already on the train.
You can pass this pain on to another.
I have tried my best not to say it too much, and then you just threw my high school out there, so I mean, I don't know what else to do at this point now.
I'm tallying up the answers, so you guys talk amongst yourselves. Not the answers, the total money for the day.
I got negative.
I'm in negatives for sure.
You were positive for McGruel or Monsoon.
Fucking woo!
I did it. I was in the positives.
Did it, Corisimos. We did it.
Oh, good. We're back to Nickelodeon. it comes full circle.
Okay, no. Yeah, no, I need to play Nickelodeon.
So anyway, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl.
Dude, they had Ren and Stimpy and Powdered Toast Man. I'm in.
Yeah, dude, this game looks sick.
Insane in the membrane.
This game looks absolutely bonkers, and I need to play it. It came out like recently, a couple days ago, I think.
I think you're right. I feel like I recall I will watch a fighting game streamer, and he was playing it like the ass crack of night, and I was like, I must sleep for work, but I'll watch you later.
Critical was playing it. He has up on his YouTube channel already. Alpharab is playing it.
It looks fun. Yeah. And like the little gameplay I looked at before we began revealing my personal information. Still can't fucking believe that.
But yeah, like we definitely have to, somebody has to get it and we all have to play sometime because it looks dope and really, really fun.
Yes.
And like I said, the mechanics look like crazy.
the fact they have wave dashing is like someone was
they
like
have
a melee
wave
fan.
Dashing and wave landing. It's nuts.
Someone was just a melee fan, then saw Nickelodeon and was like, I want to make melee, but with Nickelodeon people. And then they're like, have Say No More fam.
And their online uses rollback.
Oh my God, they have good online too? Oh, I'm sold now, even more. I was sold.
All right, the results are in for today's games of both Gorilla or Monsoon, and of course, Jeopardy. Jeopardy spelled with a T. Wait, big what? Old loser, and it's J. It's J E O P A R T Y. It's Jeopardy.
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 So the big loser of the day, Mikey Man Freddy with -$5. So
I'll pay you once my paycheck comes in.
You don't have $5 now? Should I be concerned?
Everything's fine.
Comic, this is fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Listen, a lot of bills hit at once.
In second place, with -$2, Lauren Rosenberg.
What happened to my whole
You lost a lot in Jeopardy. You had solid lead, and you won overall in Gorilla Monsoon, but had lost it all in Jeopardy. So you know, shit happens, I guess.
But I should have not said a thing.
Minimum.
Zach Batista, big old winner for today. Whoops, almost hit. I hit the number 3 times on accident. Hold on, I'm sending it.
Hey.
Night the Roxbury this shit.
Whoops.
And
the winner in first place, coming leaving home with $5, Zach Batista.
Yeah.
Alright, go get a Crunchwrap. Yeah.
Damn, I want Taco Bell.
Bro, I would kill for
I always want Taco Bell.
Crunchwrap's so good.
I made them at Moe's all the fucking time. So they're just like...
I forgot Moe's just like has like Crunchwraps.
Yes, I made the damn thing. They are delicious, but awful for you. But also delicious, so who cares?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Happy Hour. Lauren, we're going to start with you, my friend. Anything to plug, Lauren?
Fun. This is my favorite part of the show.
What? Jeopardy wasn't your favorite? It certainly was that.
I'm just kidding. So for me, a new episode of Your Dose of Death should be out probably by the time this is already released. Going to be doing something completely different with an FMW Dark Side of the Ring episode review. So, and I'll give a little scoop. The next episode after that, I'm having the one, the only Kennedy Copeland on Your Dose of Death. Just confirmed with her. We're going to be recording hopefully Monday. So if y'all want to get them hot questions, them hot takes, them scoops, go ahead and send those questions my merry way, and I'll make sure to incorporate them into the episode. So that's what's going on. And also I'll be in New Jersey October 23rd for ISW's Slamtasia show. So if you're in the Jersey area, come say hi, brother.
You should talk to Sky and see if she has any questions for Copeland.
Oh my God, she's been probably the first one I chose.
Mikey, anything to plug?
I guess you can go follow me on Twitter at MikeyM133. I don't know if you feel like. And I have another show here on the network that Zach is involved with. And I know Zach might want to plug that in a second. But I'm going to sit here and I'm going to plug the website, countoutpod.com/memberships, where you can go and subscribe to the network and get exclusive audio for becoming a member of the network. And that money, you can put that wherever you want. That's $5 a month to be a member of the Countout Network. So go check it out over there at countoutpod.com/membership and follow us on Twitter at countoutpod. And go check out our YouTube and Facebooks all under Countout, a wrestling podcast network in some fashion. And then I'm going to throw it to Zach Batista down below me in my frame, at least. who's going to tell you about my other show.
All right. Every Wednesday, tune in for Independent Wars. Mikey and I review and look over independent wrestling matches. We have everything from women's matches to men matches. We've had a last woman standing match last, I think it's this week now, or will it be last week? Last week. We've had plenty of matches. We're going to be watching a very special match for this week's recording, whenever we get to it, Mikey. Yeah, if you're sick and tired of watching mainstream wrestling and such, aw, adorable. Sorry, I got distracted by a cat.
Oh, Steven knows.
If you're interested in, if you're a little bit tired of mainstream wrestling and want to see something new, check, stop on in by for me and Mikey's podcast. We talk over a lot of different types of wrestling, different wrestlers you might not have seen, and potentially some that you might see later today as future stars. Personal plugs, I have none.
Yet.
Mike, Ryan's already done enough for that.
I like to plug Tucker, the greatest cat known alive, loves being held, loves giving kisses.
He's the
cutest cat in the world, loves being held like this.
He's
grown so much. He was a tiny little thing, and now a tiny little thing you can hold in the palm of your hand, and now he's this fat lard over here.
He's adorable. That's a way to
describe your cat.
This fucking cat was just chilling with me and Mikey, and we stayed over at Ryan's.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Thank you everybody for watching.
Mikey, you're muted.
Do you mute yourself? You don't want to talk about my cat.
I was very much talking about your cat and how cute the cat was, but I had myself muted, and I thought I unmuted myself.
Madman.
Mikey, I feel like I need some sort of like go home like phrase to say. Can you give me a phrase real quick?
Like a ending segment, like
a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Catchphrase at the end. So I can put it on t-shirts.
Wibbity wham bam wazzle.
Wow.
Goodbye, amazing. Folks. Amazing. I guess
that's all.
That's all, folks. Ba da ba ba da ba.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.